Scott with SJ, Wellfire.com, Final Days Report, episode 438. So RFK Jr. is doing his role, trying to get all Americans for a medical wearable. What is the 40,000 foot level end goal? What is the strategic imperative, the job to be done? This is nothing short of Mark of the Beast biohacking of you, priming you to accept it. This is iron mixed with clay. The seeds of men will not cleave. To lay the groundwork, this is a story I recently covered from Secretary RFK Jr. The mission to make America healthy again includes make America biotech accelerant. This is nothing short of nanotech, of biodigital convergence. I'm not going to read the rest. You should puke from this. This is measuring every blade of grass. This is your digital twin, ultimately. This is all your social trackers. All your social trackers. Do you see where this is moving to? I did a podcast, The New Economic Model, and this fits universal basic income, but they're moving corporations into being social stewards versus profit-driven. There'll probably be just a few companies running it all. And then you have this biodigital convergence with this optogenetics mind controlism technology, especially when you hook up to AI, when you want to get skills, when you want to improve your health. AI has read-write capabilities, and write means they can control your thoughts. And I don't even think they 100% need you to hook up to AI from some of the videos that we've done. I'll put some thumbnails up on old VCast from the military-industrial complex about planting memories. But you need to think about Alcuino, which is basically a high-powered Satanist, co-authored a paper called Mind War, a U.S. Army paper on the future of psychological operations, stating that PSYOPs must make full use of electromagnetic fields and extremely low frequency waves, ELFs, to make people more suggestible to mind war in conjunction with media broadcasts. So is this voice? I think this is deeper than voice to skull technology, but folks, they have such technology. And then as they divide us, they divide us on so many fronts, white versus black, female versus male, straight versus gay, Muslims versus Jews, Muslims versus Christians, on and on and on and on. It's nothing short of gaining control. Illegal immigrants coming in, out of control. They need to have their military-industrial complex measure everything. Now, here's where this gets creepy, as many people have covered, is we know stuff that was not natural was in these pokes. I'm showing some pictures for those of you that are listening. You should come and check them out. It looks like this thing actually has letters in it. I mean, we're dealing with evil. We're dealing with iron mixed with clay as the days of Noah. And so why, and I'll play you the video, why would RFK Jr. push wearables? And it's deeper than just the government getting all of your medical information. And it's deeper than AI Stargate measuring everything under your skin and getting your DNA for cancer cures, even though cancer rates have skyrocketed after the as the days of Noah devil juice. It's deeper than that. I think it ultimately has to do with the full implementation of the mark of the beast, where you're worshiping that image. Because first they need you to carry the cell phone, then they need a cell phone or technology on you, and eventually it will be in you. You will be the cell phone by 2030. That executive, I think he was from Nokia, maybe AT&T at the World Economic Forum. This is nothing short of the mark of the beast system. And we've covered 7 to 9 excuses to hook up to artificial intelligence. The big one is skills, you know, higher IQ, languages, that sort of thing. Health is another one that will be big. And then it'll be manipulating technology, being the cell phone. So of course, this is Big Brother on steroids. But do you remember Klaus Schwab's book, We'll Be Able to Know Your Thoughts for Pre-Crime? Palantir type of information, the AI targeting system in with the IDF military in Israel called the Gospel, You're a Christian Zionist. Wake up. Trump just launched Palantir with all the government services. They're using Palantir for illegal aliens, monitoring social media posts. Give me a break, my friends. So for he mentioned they're going to use advertising to have you have a wearable for healthcare. But you need to think about this. When will they offer you money or a tax break? Something like the free cell phones. When AI takes all the jobs with robots and also basically white-collar jobs and doctors, lawyers, I'm telling you, everything could be at risk. They're going to give you a universal basic income, and this wearable will be like, well, we need to keep you healthy. And then how does this fit and feed this gathering of information, AI Stargate from Larry Ellison, where I've covered some VCast on Oracle. I think they have 18 to 20% of everybody's healthcare in a database. They're a big healthcare company. They want your DNA. They want to measure everything. And then if they can understand your thoughts and can control your thoughts with all the nanotech and the neural lace that we've talked about, how does this feed the social credit score model, your carbon tracker? This is nothing short of wickedness. Let's just play this.
Diet, about their physical activity, about the way that they live their lives. We think that wearables are a key to the MAHA agenda, making America healthy again. And we are going to, my vision is that every American is wearing a wearable within 4 years.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary.
And again, I know I'm being a little repetitive. I've been covering this for 4 years, blowing the trumpet. This brain-to-computer interface, first, they're pushing it for health. Next, it'll be skills, languages, higher IQ, and then manipulate tech. And remember Neuralink actually trademarked telepathy or telepathic? Check this out. This is where this is going. We did a podcast about ChatGPT founder forming a new company that said they are making the next generation great thing that will make cell phones obsolete. What is that? Is it this technology? Using his mind to play a video game. They need you to wear this technology. Now, what this reminded me of is a bunch of videos have gone viral the last 2 to 3 weeks of Apple Watch skin sores. So check out some of these sores. Just do your own search. Some of these look very, very painful. And I grabbed a picture from my book of some of the nanotech in the pokes that happened during the pandemic, linked to the scientific literature. And then here's a video of a woman putting a cell phone on her arm. And I'm not 100% sure what she's saying. But it looks like MAC ID addresses as she's kind of laughing and giggling here. But these sores, when this goes live, when the Mark of the Beast system goes live, it just reminds me of Revelation 16. And the first went and poured out his vial, it's talking about an angel, upon the earth. And there fell a newsome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast and upon them which worshipped his image. So there's an and worshipped his image. I think that'll be a hologram. Iron mixed with clay, graphene oxide in you. Let's play this video.
Es hoy 5 de mayo del 2025 y estoy viendo que tengo el celular que se pega, aunque no sube caliente, pero se pega acá en el cuello también. Estamos todos contaminados, impresionante. Ahora vamos a ver si... Y tengo una serie de direcciones MAC, todas estas de gente vacunada, probablemente.
It looks like she's showing a boatload of Mac IDs as she puts her cell phone all over her body. And I did my own Mac ID test as well. I mean, it's insanity. And then you need to think of Palantir on all of this, because the U.S. government just did a bunch of contracts with Palantir. Palantir has its DNA, I like to say, has its technology, its code linked to the Israeli IDF Gazan targeting system called the Gospel. Link this to Noahide laws, my friends. They want to measure all things. Let's play this. This guy is an interesting character.
Americans are the most loving, God-fearing, fair, least discriminatory people on the planet. And they want to know that if you're waking up and thinking about harming American citizens, or if American citizens are taken hostage and kept in dungeons, or if you're a foreign power sending fentanyl to poison our people, something really bad is going to happen to you and your friends and your cousins and your bank account and your mistress and whoever was involved. And, you know, when Americans are spending $1 trillion on defense, what I want and what I think my peers want is, why are these people keeping our citizens hostage, torturing our people, attacking our allies, maligning us in what was once called the United Nations, basically a discriminatory institution against anything good? We need to stand up, and those people need to be scared. And that's why this conference is so important, because we have the best products in the world, and we cannot have parity. Our adversaries do not have our moral compunction. If it's even, they will take advantage of our niceness, kindness, our desire to be at home in Nebraska or New Hampshire or wherever we live in our peaceful environments. And they need to wake up scared and go to bed scared. And if you give that to the American people will go back and say, and honestly, probably shouldn't say this, this is why I thought the Democrats were going to lose the election, why they did, because people want to live in peace. They want to go home. They do not want to hear your woke pagan ideology. They want to know they're safe. And safe means that the other person is scared. That's how you make someone safe. And the average American person understands this. Unfortunately, many of the intellectually captured institutions funneled and intellectually owned by the Berkeley faculty do not. And that's what they want. It sure as hell what I want. And that's what Palantir and all the people in this room, I hope, we're here to serve the American people. And my version of service is the soldiers are happier, the enemies are scared, and Americans go back to enjoying the fact that we're the only one with a real tech scene in this country, and we're going to win everything. That's how I see it.
Now, here's the problem. This tech is going to be used if you don't take the mark of the beast. This will be the tech that will hunt you down. Don't accept Noahide laws because you worship Jesus Christ. You can see it. You can see this just being implemented. Will this be implemented for the carbon tracker? For global warming? Will this be implemented for the social credit tracker? And folks, going back to RFK Jr., Palantir, all of this, Palantir feeds artificial intelligence. Looking at Elon Musk, I have a hypothesis. I am watching him to see if he is the false prophet of the Book of Revelation. And his religion is scientism. His religion is transhumanism. His religion is to be a technocrat, an overlord of the world, him and his cronies. We're already part of a collective meta mind. It's called X. This is somebody that tweeted named Beth. And Elon replied, true. So the goal of this beast system, what it needs digital identity, digital currencies, artificial intelligence, and to hook you up to AI. Turn on, opt in. Remember, Chabad Lupovich, who Trump is involved with, AI, is the new Tower of Babel, this one hive mind. That's why God had to come down and scramble their languages. Wild time to be alive, my friends. All right, I wanted to cover Mark the Beast money. I just thought this was an interesting article. MasterCard and Chainlink make it easier for billions to buy crypto. They need to move you on the blockchain and eventually central bank digital currencies that's programmable vouchers. in a major development that could reshape how the world accesses digital assets, MasterCard has joined forces with Chainlink to allow its 3 billion cardholders to purchase cryptocurrencies directly on the chain. This collaboration introduces a fiat to crypto conversion system that bypasses centralized exchanges, aiming to make crypto more accessible to a broader global audience. The move is part of a growing trend in which traditional financial players are integrating blockchain capabilities into their platforms. As MasterCard pushes forward with its digital asset strategy, this initiative positions it as a key player in mainstreaming crypto access, aligning with the broader Trump crypto strategy of embracing digital assets at scale. Sounds good on paper. We've covered MasterCard and testing out this whole carbon dioxide tracker. That's where this whole thing is going. Ways to control your purchases, my friends. All right. And then I just found this interesting. What about gold? God's money. What about gold?
Those are top of mind for everybody, you know, working on digital assets in the White House. You know, there will be the forthcoming report on the interagency activities. We've already taken some steps with the SBR. You know, how do we follow that up with the, you know, accumulation plan? So there's no shortage of opportunities and things to do. So after we leave here, I'll get right back to it.
Just mark of the beast money pushing us in that direction. Everything will be measured on the blockchain. Who has the keys to the ledger, I like to say. All right. I just thought this was another interesting post from Elon Musk. Today's technology feels like real life magic. And Elon reposted that quote. Of course it's magic. It's the art of the reveal. We know the satanic origins of NASA, Luciferians. But we do know there'll be fearful sights from heaven. So is that why we're seeing all this drama of space? I think I'm going to leave it there. I have about 10 slides of persecution for Christ. I heard some really terrible stories. And maybe that'll be a future VCast. So God bless. Thank you for your support. Keep me in the fight.